Hello? Oh, thank God you picked up. Yeah, I guess everything's all right. No, I'm not hurt or anything. I just needed to hear your voice for a bit. Yeah, I'm on my break. Everything's just gotten wrong this morning. Yeah, I can't believe I left without it. I reached over for a sip when I was driving, and I was like, "Where is it? Where the heck's my coffee?" Yeah, it's been a rough day without it. My head's been pounding all morning. Yeah, we have those instant things with the little cups, but it's not the same. You spoiled me with your pour-over coffees. I know, real coffee, right? It's the best. What else? Oh yeah, you know all that construction they're doing on the highway? Yeah, it was really backed up, like way worse than usual, and of course there was an accident, so I was kind of late. Just like 10 minutes, but I called Karen and I let her know she was, she let someone else know, but I mean, when I clocked in, the computer still yelled at me or whatever. No, like not literally yelled. It just gave me like some passive aggressive pop-up, like a red alert type thing. I think the computer yells at you like 3 times and then lets HR know. Then HR has some sort of beef with you or whatever. This morning's just been rough. Well, I already had lunch, but I spent most of it in the bathroom. No, that's gross. That's not why I was in there. I was trying to clean my skirt. Like, you know, yogurt juice, like when you open it up and there's that like little watery layer at the top. Okay, so I was trying to like peel the foil lid off, but it so I went like all Hulk Hogan on it. But no, I didn't tear my shirt open. I could barely get your buttons the other night because of these nails. I'm never getting nails done again. I can't do anything. I had to use scissors to open the lid for the yogurt, and it just like exploded all over me. Like, all over the desk. I think my keyboard has yogurt in it. Anyways, I got it, so like, it's like my skirt is super stained, and I smell like strawberries, and there's like dark stains on my skirt because it's like gray. So tomorrow I'll have to spend lunch driving to the dry cleaners, and I just want to go home. I can't be here right now. I know, just a few more hours, I keep reminding myself. I just want to get out of these clothes and go down on General Tso's and Karen, that's not what I meant. You're such a perv. That's not what I meant by going down on General Tso's. Karen says hi. I know it's not real Chinese food, but I just want something sweet and sticky and fried and spicy, and I know I'm supposed to be on a diet, I know. But I miss rice so much. I miss carbs. What are you complaining for anyway? You should be glad that I want to have a break from kale and quinoa for once. Yeah, that's right. I freed up a bunch of calories by dumping out all that yogurt. Thank you. I really needed those. I'm okay. I really am. I'll be fine. I promise. Today's just been. Yeah, that's one way to put it, I guess. I love you. That sounds really nice right now. Drown me in coconut ice cream and lick it all off me until I fall asleep. I know coconut's your favorite, that's why I said it. Thank you, sweetie. You're the best. You really are. I can't wait to get home to you. My break's up already. Yeah. I'll try. Oh, I forgot to ask how your day was. I know. I still feel really bad. All right. I still feel bad, though. I just talked about myself. I'll be sure to make it up to you with extra cuddles tonight. With a cherry on top. I love you too. So much. You make me very happy. It really did help a bunch, baby. Thank you. Thank you for talking. Okay, I have to go. I really have to go this time. Yes, I'll just think of you if things get rough. Okay, I really have to go. I love you. I love you, sweetie. I'll see you soon. Bye.